The late Charmoon Richardson's enduring passion was foraging for edible fungi. His central role in the Sonoma County Mycological Society and his knowledgeable leadership in countless mushroom hunting outings and dinners earned him the affectionate nickname the Mushroom Man. Part of that was due to his enthusiasm for sharing what he knew about mushrooms, which he did in this North Bay report from October 2007.
Sonoma County is a good area for mushrooms in general, compared to other parts of California. The further north you get, the more mushrooms you find, but the shorter the season becomes. In Oregon right now, there's tons of mushrooms going off, but they're going to end in a few weeks probably because it's going to get too cold, whereas our season continues on throughout the winter into early spring.
That's Charmoon Richardson, a lifelong wild mushroom fancier who has been collecting and studying them for decades. Past president and an active member of the Sonoma County Mycological Society, Richardson owns and operates a Forestville-based company called Wild About Mushrooms that leads groups on mushroom hunting trips and offers classes in identifying, cultivating, and cooking mushrooms. It's a broad subject, Richardson says, because there are so many varieties.
Northern California, scientists estimate there's 3,000 to 4,000 different varieties of mushrooms. And out of those, maybe 300 or 400 are, quote, edible on some level. How many of those are really good? 60 or 80? How many of them are really choice? 20 or 30? And then all the rest are in this big gray area, except a few poisonous ones, which are maybe 12 or 15 deadly poisonous. Most of the other mushrooms, you're just not interested because they're going to taste terrible. They're going to be tough and leathery. You can never cook them to be tender. They might make you sick to your stomach, but they're not going to take out your liver or kidney or cause some permanent damage. Lots of reasons you wouldn't want to eat a mushroom other than the fact that it might kill you.
Regardless of their culinary potential, Richardson says mushrooms and other fungi can be appreciated simply for their visual appeal.
I often get these comments of, well, I thought all mushrooms are brown and gray. And once people get out in the woods and see the variety of color and shape, it's almost like snorkeling. All these colored fish and fancy corals and stuff, the variety is fabulous. There's people who pick mushrooms just to bring home, just like you would a flower, to have a decorative centerpiece on your dinner table because it's so beautiful.
But for those who love to cook and eat them, Richardson offers occasional classes in which participants learn how to grow their own. The basic elements are a sterile host medium, such as grain or sawdust, and the fungal equivalent of seeds, which is known as spawn.
Spawn is actually what we call mycelium, which is a thread-like structure of cells that is the basic body of any mushroom. And when that mycelium gets the right amount of moisture and the temperature range is appropriate and a couple other little factors kick into play, it gets happy and it sends up a mushroom as a fruiting body to produce spores, which will blow away or land someplace, and if they're really lucky, they'll germinate and start to grow more mycelium.
Mushroom spawn is commercially available from several sources. Once established in the host medium, Richardson says, the mushroom itself does most of the rest of the work.
You inoculate your spawn into your growing medium and take care of it one way or the other, which basically means keeping it cool and moist, and stand back and await developments.
Charmoon Richardson was 63 when he died on July 11th after an extended battle with multiple sclerosis. A memorial service will be held Saturday afternoon in Sebastopol. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.